Well, all that talk of weather and being outdoors brings us very neatly to our word of the month, which this time is cloudburst. Most appropriate. Over to you, Jane.
Word of the month.
A cloudburst is sudden, copious rainfall. It's a sudden, aggressive rainstorm falling for a short period of time, limited to a small geographical area. And meteorologists say the rain from a cloudburst is usually of the shower type, with a fall equal to or greater than 4.94 inches per hour. Generally, cloudbursts are associated with thunderstorms. The air currents rushing upwards in a rainstorm hold up a large amount of water. If these currents suddenly cease, the entire amount of water descends onto a small area with catastrophic force all of a sudden. They occur most often in desert and mountainous regions and in interior regions of continental landmasses. Cloudburst is actually a situation where the intermolecular forces between the H2O molecules get very high due to the rapid decrease in the temperature or excess of electrostatic induction in the clouds, causing the lightning to remain inside the cloud only, which causes hyperactive energy inside the cloud. The water molecules get denser and denser and get condensed, but do not leave the cloud due to excess of electro forces. As the water concentration gets higher and higher, and so the weight gets heavier, and the water is no longer able to maintain a force with the clouds, and so they fall and it precipitates. A cloudburst can suddenly dump 72,000 tons of water over one square acre. Of course, even in a real cloudburst, the cloud doesn't break open. It happens because the rain forming in the cloud has been unable to fall down in a steady shower.